Ms. Optimism Speaks.
Yeah. Ready. You're alive.
Rich by popular demand.
The wait is over, homie.
Yes, it is.
A-Town Connect. Know the city gonna feel it in. Absolutely. Listen, this is Mac Burnett of Stop, the author of Stop Working in 30 Days. If you're not listening to Miss Optimism, you're not changing your life, you're not improving your life, and you're not moving ahead. If you want to move ahead and you want to be empowered, you need to listen to Miss Optimism on Blog Talk Radio. You already know.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Free your mind.
No fair. You get to stay up and listen to my mommy, Ms. Optimism, every Friday at 11 p.m., which is past my bedtime.
It is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you are tuning in live with Ms. Optimism. Where else can you get the hottest and livest chat room, the best topics, the greatest guests, and most of all, your dose of optimism? Please make sure you keep us on your dial every Friday, 11 p.m., as we broadcast sea to sea and coast to coast. We're going to have an awesome time this evening, so strap on and hold on tight for the ride of your life, the Ms. Optimism Speaks radio show.
This is Bert Skins Jr. calling you from Brooklyn, New York City. Listen to Miss Optimism every Friday night at 11 p.m. Be there or be square. Listen to Miss Optimism every Friday night live at 11 p.m. Peace.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the special edition of the Ms. Optimism Speaks show. Now, for those who follow me regularly, you all know I usually air every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, today, because of such a special occasion, I should say, and I say occasion meaning the celebration of life, we are having a special edition with Lisa Left Eye Lopez's sister, Raindrop, and this is such a sentimental, special interview because if you hear the sincerity and the love and compassion in her voice when she talks about the foundations, when she talks about all the things that she's doing in order to keep Lisa's dream alive, it's just amazing. So we're going to get into the interview really quick, but before then, I'm going to play something for you called Hip Rock. You are listening to Ms. Optimism Speak. Even though it's a Thursday, we usually air on Friday, but it's going to be hot. This is Hip Rock from Raindrop Lopez.
Let me see your body rock.
for making your bed. Coming in the house, sir, from head to toe. Pants full of grass like you were the lawnmower. Played with the buds like they were your friends. Coming in your book again and again. Now take a look through your right left side, and you can see the time passing you by. Not that time even exists, but it's the only way the mind can define the line.
Wow, that song is energetic. It is outstanding, and I love it. So what we're going to do now, we're going to bring in the hipster herself, the princess, or should I say queen, in my opinion, of hip rock. This is Raindrop Lopez. We're going to bring her on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Raindrop, you are on. Yeah. Woo! That's right. You get the crazy hand clap, girl.
That's crazy. That was the best introduction ever. This is first video.
Oh?
Yeah, you're still on.
Rain?
I'm here. It just sounds like a lot of static at one point.
All righty. How are you this evening?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, goodness. I am truly, truly blessed. Getting ready for my trip tomorrow to Dominican Republic, but I am so super excited that you are on this evening. How are you?
Man, I'm great. You mentioned the Dominican. I think I'm going to be doing a movie down there next year, actually.
Wow. Listen, look me up. Look me up. You know I do travel agents, so that's another thing. So, tell everybody, first of all, you have a lot of fans holding you down in the chat room. I'm getting yes, I have people from France listening in. KO Techno Lisa with Love is sending oh, you know who that is.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
We know who that is. We know exactly who that is.
That's what's up.
Fan, and I love him. I love all his work. He's made so many websites dedicated to my sister. And me.
Wow, that is great. Well,
thank you.
Thank you. And I asked everybody, if you're listening and you can hear the sound of my voice and you're in the chat room or you're on the switchboard, because the switchboards look like a Christmas tree right now, please, please, please let me know where you're from, because what we're going to do is we're going to send love up to the heavens, letting everybody know that you are supporting Raindrop Lopez, you're supporting her mission, and you're also sending love to her sister on her birthday. So please let us know where you're from so we can shout you out. And for real poetess, the poetic diva, she said that she loved that song, As to I.
Thank you.
Oh, that
thanks.
Song is high. It's energetic. It is bubbly. And it's like, huge. And I understand you're, like, really, like they say, you're a raindrop because of your size. So where did all that energy come from?
You know what? It really came from, I didn't have a release. Like, after everything happened in the accident in Honduras, it's like I had no way to release the, you know, how I felt. My energy was just, you know, built up outside, and once I found the music, I found my release. So that's where all that energy comes from.
Wow, you can feel it. I mean, when I say the kinetic energy coming through the tweeters and the woofers, that was hot. And anybody listening to it, I know you were bopping your head, swinging your locks, you know, pulling your weave, swinging a natural or whatever it is that you have on your head. I know I was. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, look, Clee, you know me already. So when I'm into something, I don't care. All goes out. So that was hot. So tell me, when did it all begin with you?
Well, I would say, actually, growing up, I wasn't into music at all. You know, a lot of people start when they're younger. I wasn't into music at all, but when I did listen to music, it was rock music. My favorite first bands were Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, Run DMC. It seemed like bands that incorporated, you know, rock and roll more than hip-hop and R&B.
Right.
So, you know, when I got older, that was my... that was the majority of the music I was listening to. And me wanting to do music, it actually didn't come until, I would say, probably 2002, not too long before we took the trip to Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that year I kind of tapped into it a little bit. But it was only as a hobby. I was just playing around. I wasn't taking it seriously. And a friend of mine, he had a closet studio, and he recorded me doing one of Lisa's verses.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, after he played it back, it just sounds so totally different than what she did it. And when I let her listen to it, she had no idea who it was. We were like, Lisa, guess who this is? And she, like, listened, like, 3 or 4 times. She was like, who? Everyone was like, Andrea Chester. And she just looked up like, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I was so not, you know, into music or rap and stuff like that. So, you know, after that, a couple of people said, you know, I want you to do something, you know, on my tape or something like that. But I still didn't take it seriously. I didn't even like how I sounded. You know, people had to come up to me and tell me, yo, you know, I like how you sound.
Right.
So, actually, the first person that got me started was, I don't know if you ever heard of him. His name is B-Rock. He had that song called My Baby's Daddy, like, way back in the day.
Okay, who that is? Well, My Baby Daddy? Who, that one?
Exactly.
Okay.
He's the one that really kind of, exactly.
Definitely remember that song.
Yes. He's the one that kind of made me believe in myself because he heard it. And he was like, I'm putting this group together. You know, it's funny.
What was that?
He was putting the group together, and The Dream was a part of the group.
Get out of here.
Yes, yes. Yeah, this is how far back this goes. It was me, The Dream, and B-Rock's brother.
Right.
And he said, I want to do a group like CNC Music Factory, just all different, you know, like different types of people in it. And it didn't work out, but after that, that's when he was like, you know, you should just do your own thing. Because my sound was so different. It's funny because, like, when he turned in the songs that I was on,
mm-hmm.
the people, you know, they weren't ready for that voice. They were like, oh, you know, that white girl rapping sounds too aggressive.
Oh, no.
That was their response. Yeah, that was their response. It was like, I'm like, what are you talking about? First of all, I'm not white. Second of all, I'm aggressive. That's how I rap, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, they were so not ready for that sound. So, you know, B-Rock was like, it's just better that you just do your own thing. And my own thing is rock, and my sound fits rock.
Wow. I know they're kicking their butt, themselves in the butts right now.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mean to interrupt this, but one thing we got to do before we do anything else is we just got to give a hands up to a sister.
Absolutely.
I just want to do that first before we go any further. Can we just do that and say happy birthday to Lisa?
Big shout out to my one and only big sister, Lisa Lopez, and this is her 39th birthday, and she knows we love and miss her to death.
Absolutely. Amen to that, and happy birthday again from coast to coast, sea to sea. The Miss Optimism Speech Show sends the most sincere, loving happy birthday wishes to Lisa and, of course, to those who know and love her. Yeah. Oh, now, Georgiana says hello, and Kay says, Raindrop, it's really nice to know that you have your own style of music. We have to appreciate it.
We have to appreciate it.
What happened?
I just said what you said. I'm reading the same thing.
Okay. And shout out to my girl Dion Chin out in Delaware listening. Thank you so much, sis. That is my Delaware State University cheerleading / best friend / confidant / sister girl to this day tuning in. So I'm just happy to hear that. I just want to give a few shout outs to the people in the chat room. We have, I don't even know how many guests. I can't even count the amount of guests on the show, and they're coming from all over. We have people, a lot of people from France. We have a lot of people coming in. I'm just going down, unknown, United States, unknown. I'm not sure, but we have a lot of guests, national and international. We have the Four Aces Presents. That's my man, the Saint, the Ace of Hearts. We have the For Real Poetess, Be Encouraged Radio, Georgie Sexy Cool, Get Up Show, Platinum Queens West. We have someone says, I love Left Eye. I'm from Seattle, Washington. Georgie Sexy Cool is from Springfield, Massachusetts. I can never say that word. Massachusetts.
Wow. Low down.
Massachusetts. Okay.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, my New York accent is starting to go away. Delaware is snatching it from me.
No.
That sucks. Left Eye Fan says, hi, Raindrop. People are sending you love. How do you feel about that?
Man, you know what? See, I don't think the fans understand, like, what, you know, how much of an impact they have, you know, because a lot of times, celebrities don't respond, you know, personally to some fans. But, like, these fans, they don't understand. Like, I'll be feeling down one day, and I'll just go, you know, to a site or to my Facebook, and the stuff they say is so positive and inspiring. You know, a lot of times it gets me through. So, you know, I just, from the bottom of my heart, want to say thank you so much to all the fans.
Yeah, your fans hold you down, and I am a testament to that, because I went on her page, and it was just nothing but love, nothing but love. So I shout out to all your fans that are holding you down. The switchboards are burning
without
up.
Fans, there's nothing else.
Hmm?
I said, without the fans, you can't go nowhere without your fans.
I know that's right. And that's why I love everybody, you know, who tunes in this Optimism Speak show. Without you all, we would not be one of the highest rating social network stations out. I mean, it blew my mind. Shout out to Gracie from Queens of Media. She was the one who told me. She's like, darling, you are blowing the skyrockets. I said, I am. I didn't know that. And it just made me feel really good that people really wanted to hear what I had to say. So, you know, having you on the show this evening, Raindrop, is beyond an honor. And, again, I want to publicly thank you, Cleavon, for allowing this to happen. So, you know, I appreciate you for that.
Well, truthfully, I got to say this, that Raindrop and I have to appreciate you because of the fact that as a black woman doing the things that you're doing and blowing it up and showing that anything we want to do, we can do. So at the end of the day, we got to hail you, because without you, we wouldn't be here right now. And she wouldn't be getting her music played, and people wouldn't be knowing that she's on the radio and about to find out so much about her and her family and the foundation.
That's right. So I love you guys. Michelle Young, thank you for holding us down in New York City. Shout out to our hometown. Oh, man, that's great to hear. So we have we have a lot of callers with their hands up that want to give some shout-outs and want to probably ask some questions. So do you want to take a couple of phone calls now?
Sure. We can take a couple now.
Okay, so we're going to spread them out because there's a lot of them. So someone's calling us from the 313, and your last two numbers is 03. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Cortez, and I'm calling from Detroit.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hey,
hi, Cortez.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm quite sure you probably remember my name, Cortez R. Lopez, on Facebook.
Yes, I definitely recognize your name.
My question is, when you first seen Lisa on TV, what was your reaction?
Wow, you know what? Oh, that question's so hard to answer, because when Lisa was in TLC and she moved to Atlanta, my family was still living in Philly, and we didn't have cable. So I don't even know when the first time I saw Lisa on TV. She moved us down to Atlanta,
a couple years after she was in TLC. So I really don't remember, you know, the first time I've seen her on TV.
I really like your hip rock style also. You got a new swag that I never seen before. And when I first seen it hit the game, I'm like, dang, Raindrop just, man, that's the queen of hip rock.
Yep. Thank you so much for listening and, you know, being a fan. You've been a fan for a while now.
That's the Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes, hold it down. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you, and we do encourage you to stay on and listen to the remaining of the interview, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Cortez. We're going to take another call. We have someone from the 509. Your last numbers are 66. What is your name and where are you from?
Detroit.
Hello? Okay, we lost that caller. So we're going to do the – yeah, it's so many people on the line. People are probably getting bumped off, and I apologize.
Aww.
I apologize. I apologize. My bandwidth is supposed to be unlimited, but anything can happen. So we're going to try the 412, and your last numbers are 30. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? My name's Rob Sizemore.
Hi, Rob.
I remember you, Rob. I see you on my Facebook all the time. Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous talking to you because I always send messages and stuff. But I've been a fan of your sister's for a while. Like, I swear, like I was on her first solo album when it first came out. Like, I got it off of Amazon. I paid like maybe $40 for it.
What? Wow.
Because it was like you couldn't get it, you know, in stores and all that stuff. But I maybe got three, four questions. I just wanted to tell you, or ask you, what do you think like Left Eye would think about like the new female rappers out now, like Nicki Minaj and Remy.
Rob, I don't mean to cut you, but you just gotta ask one question. We got so many people, we gotta get people on. Please, just one question, please.
That one question. What do you think?
I think Lisa was very non-judgmental, but I think that any female rapper out there now that's doing something different, like Nicki Minaj and, you know, of course, Missy Elliott, like just bringing something new and fresh to the table, I think she would, you know, she would love it.
Thank you. And you know what? What I want you to do, though, is stay on for the interview because in the event that we do have time, you know, towards the end, you know, we definitely can see if you have any more comments or what have you because, again, I know your fans are holding you down and they love you dearly. So I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Thank you, Rob. See you on Facebook.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Thursday night special edition of the Ms. Optimism Speak Show. For those of you who know, I usually air on Fridays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. So I know a bunch of you were bugging out when you saw me on the chat thing. So how did you feel when you found out the show was featured?
Huh?
I was asking, how does she feel? What was your emotion or what was your response when you found out that this show was being featured?
Oh, I didn't tell her.
Oh, you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her. I wanted her to be surprised.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
let me tell you.
Please.
I hope you're sitting down. If you are a newbie, I would say, to Blog Talk Radio or someone that just surfed the net and find out Blog Talk Radio, this show has been represented as a today's pick, which means any and everybody out the 8 million plus listeners on Blog Talk Radio that sees this episode, they can click and listen.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, he did not tell me that. Wow.
Don't be scared now.
That's off the chain. Okay, that's off the chain.
Yes, and if you go to the first page, the home page of Blog Talk Radio and look at today's pick, there's a very awesome, gorgeous picture of you with the hair out, and I love that picture because my daughter, I pick her hair out the same way. So I just instantaneously fell in love with that picture, and I used it. Yes. So.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Oh, cool. Okay.
Jay Dizzle Green says, tell Rachel I said hello. And I appreciate her liking my CD cover. I'm Made in School with Left Eye and Aaliyah's picture on it. Thank you, Jay Dizzle.
Thank you, Jay Dizzle.
Yes.
Just say one thing, please. Let me interrupt just for a half a second. I just want to tell all the fans, please understand, we want to get to as many people as we possibly can. So just one question, make it quick and simple, so this is where she can get to the back to the interview and she can answer your question. Thank you.
Okay, so like I said, what we're doing is we're really celebrating the life of Lisa Left Eye Lopez while we are shining the accomplishments of Raindrop Lopez. So we're going to be playing Venus in a few moments, and I want you to tell everybody about that song and what inspired you to write that song.
Wow, okay. Venus was the first song I wrote totally from start to finish, and it's basically a story about child abuse. I was 7 years old, and my best friend was this little girl with blonde hair and blue eyes. She was like my best friend, and one day after school, she came to my house, and, you know, she was like, come here, let me show you something. And she took off her shirt in the back, and she just had, like, cigarette burn marks and whip marks on her back, and she told me that her mom did it. And, you know, we just started crying, and we told my mom. And, you know, my mom, she didn't know what to do at the time because we lived in Florida, very prejudiced neighborhood. This girl was white. You know, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she didn't want any, you know, problems. So she called the police, and the police came with her mom and took Venus away. And that's the last time I heard from Venus. Like, she never showed up in school after that. So I just wrote a song about it. And, you know, till this day, I have no clue what happened, you know, to her.
Wow. That's, and, you know, in the light of what's going on in today's society, I have a sorority sister who's working in a school district to remain undisclosed. And she said that every day that she comes to work, there's about two or three people that are reporting child abuse, and it's the actual student or the guidance counselor. You know, you're talking about little boys that are just getting punched by their parents, little girls getting sexually mutilated by their fathers and uncles and such. So it's really a blessing that you took the time and made a song like this for something so serious and something so delicate. So I am just, like, you know, really happy that you wrote that. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes. This song titled Venus, and it's basically the story of Venus.
All right. We'll be back. This is Miss Optimism Speaks with Raindrop Lopez. We'll be back in a few.
Check it. This one's for you, Venus, whoever you are. I hope you're here, and whatever you're doing, I hope it's a spirit. And here it is. I remember it just like it was yesterday. Only 7 and in the first grade, you see. It was on a foggy afternoon. My friend, she came by shortly after school. She said, come here, let me show you this. I went into the bathroom and saw her skin.
Bring up the foundation. That's the next thing we gotta bring up right now.
The whip was blown in a marked spot of the cigarette burns. And that's the way he is like that turn. Venus cried, and then I cried, and Venus cried, and so we cried.
Oh, she cried. She cried in my hair.
She explained, we couldn't still run away. We waited in fright for the blue and the bloodshot night. A car arrived with no delay. Out stepped officer with none to say. He shut the door, and from the rear, out stepped the very source of our fear. With no remorse, mommy dearest approached with smoke, chilling from a flame and nostril. Tall, thin, with wrinkled skin, hair unkempt, blowing in the wind. Venus, eyes shut, then our heart burst in the pieces that fill the universe. Without a word, without a yawn, with the flick of her cancer stick, Venus was gone.
Wow, that is Venus, and again, a very touchy, emotional, yet well-needed song. Oh my gosh, like that, wow, that snippet. And if you want to hear more, how can they hear more from the song?
The songs will be available through iTunes and Amazon later on this year. I will update everyone on Facebook, wow, you know, when it gets closer to that time.
Oh my gosh. Whew. I can't even say the word, like goosebumps, and like my hair is standing up because, again, I worked in the psychiatry department, and most of my clients experience exactly that. Again, my sorority sister telling me some of the stuff that she's experienced, you know, with some of the school system issues. So, again, a well-needed song, and wow, thank you. Oh, boy, let me shout out the chat room really quick. You know, again, we have a lot of guests. I can't even begin to go on, but Anika, the I Legacy Smith, says, happy birthday, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. We miss you. Mel and Nancy says, hi, Raindrop. Sending love to Lisa from me and Mom. Oh, hey, Mel and Nancy.
Canada. Michelle,
that's from Canada, eh?
Yeah.
Michelle Young, energy never dies. It just transforms. Rest in peace, Lisa. Missing you and love you. My says, I'm loving this song. Anika also says, I love all her songs. We love your songs. Awesome. That's so touching. We love you, Raindrop. Yeah. Wow.
Let me tell you something about Anika.
Uh-huh.
She is only like 14 years old.
Oh, Anika.
I couldn't believe the fans are so young. And, like, I love it because one of my missions is to be, you know, an inspiration for, you know, young females. So I'm glad she's on here.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And Left Eye Fan 4 says, love you, Raindrop. Todd C. Jones, I finally registered. You know you got my love, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm getting to ATL soon. Neo Knowledge is saying, hey, everybody. So, again, everybody in the chat room, I know you can hear me. Oh, Georgie Sexy Cool says, I'm only 15. Go ahead, Georgie.
Aww.
Everybody in the chat room, please write down, just type in where you're from, what state, what country, what city, whatever. Put it in so we can send love up to the heavens for Lisa on behalf of where you are calling and listening from. So
definitely.
Yes, that's
Todd, actually, one of the names you read out, Todd, it was like one of my sister's first boyfriends back in Philly, and we've kept in touch with him up till this time. He actually helped us when we did the last days of Left Eye. He sent us a lot of footage, mm-hmm, you know, that he shot back in the day. So big shout out to Todd.
Shout out to you, Todd. Let me ask you, Raindrop, what action word describes you the best?
Wow. You know what? I would have to say, wow. It may not be an action word per se, but you can make it an action word.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So let's see.
It's after 9. It's after 10 o'clock. So you know my plan.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought I lost somebody for a minute.
No, we're here.
Okay. Foundation.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of the fans know about the Lisa Lopez Foundation, and pretty much we started it after the accident and everything happened because Lisa wanted to, you know, have something where she could help less fortunate youth. And we started it in Honduras where she purchased a lot of land. So we built an orphanage out there. We housed some kids out there. And also we have a lot of events in Atlanta to raise money for at-risk youth. And we also have workshops and stuff like that. So if you're interested in donating to the foundation or learning more about it, you can go to lisalopezfoundation.org. And make sure you put an S on Lopez and not a Z, because I don't know if it'll come up if you put a Z, but it's an S.
All right. And can you give that again? Because I'm going to type that in the chat room.
Yeah.
Okay.
lisalopezfoundation.org.
Okay. So everybody in the chat room, there is going to be a way that you can put, I put the link there. Jay Dizzle Green says, will there be another Left Eye tribute CD coming out?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. Great. Great, great, great. All right, then. So shout out to California, France, North Carolina, more California, Toronto, Richmond, Virginia, everybody out in North Carolina, New York City holding
wow.
it down, all my people out in Delaware. I got a text message that one of my friends, So Young, in Korea, she's listening. So, again, thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Everybody, yeah, Korea holding it down. And will Nina album ever come out?
Well, the Nina album was, oh, Nina, okay. No, you know what? There was no album. Lisa did a few songs, like two or three songs with Shug under the name Nina, and no, there's no album to be released, so no.
Okay. And Left Eye Fan 4 says, are you going to release any of Lisa's writings? I know she was writing a book called Open.
Actually, she was writing a book called Open, and she had two of the fans actually helping her name, Kuda and Courtney, they're out of New York. They were actually going to help her write the book. So we can't put out that book because it wasn't enough. We just have a few excerpts which we would include, you know, if we do a picture book with, you know, some of her poetry, some of her writing, that's how we would include that.
Okay, all right. And Left Eye with a smiley face says, I am 16 and your music and Left Eye's music, it really gets to me if I'm down. I will put it on and it helps me. I'm such a huge fan. I always cry when I watch the videos.
Aww.
Yeah, so thank you, Left Eye with a smiley face. I'm telling you.
Yes, thank you, Left Eye smiley face.
I mean, like, what is it? You have to be. I mean, I know you're overwhelmed with not only, like, happiness and pleasure, but just satisfaction knowing that your sister's name is still going on. What does that do for you? Like, does it make it that much more worth it? Or, like, how
it's unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable. I didn't realize the way she touched people, you know, unfortunately, until, you know, after she wasn't here anymore, you know, and then we just saw, you know, support, you know, from fans from, like, every country. And it was overwhelming, but in a good way, you know, because it allows her legacy to live on throughout the world.
Absolutely. For those who are just tuning in, again, this is the Miss Optimism special edition with Raindrop Lopez and you missed and Cleavon Evans, her manager. I was going to get
even
to
doing
you.
That. No, I wasn't even doing that.
Oh.
I wasn't even.
I was going to get you though.
Talking to someone else in the background.
Oh, okay. And like, you know, we're not ending this right now, but I usually do this in between the show. How can fans get in touch with you? Like, how can they be up close and personal, knowing your latest projects, your next moves, your next shows, your next songs? How do we do that?
Fans can keep in touch with me. Number one is Twitter, and my address on Twitter is Raindrop Lopez with an S again. And on Facebook, you can type in Raindrop Lopez, or you can go directly to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/organicrain. And that's organic, R-E-I-G-N.
Thank you. And we're going to repeat this information again so that way you can get in touch with her and, you know, basically keep in touch and find out what Raindrop is doing because she is busy. Let us know some of the projects that you're doing.
Okay. Hold up. I got to clear my throat.
Okay. Let me clear my throat.
No, it was like really seriously. Okay, first and foremost, I have to start by saying right now I am in the process of working on a sci-fi 3D action animation film. It's like the coolest thing ever. The fans know I always wanted to be like a superhero.
Uh-huh.
And now I kind of get the chance to be one, you know, because I'm suited up. I got a big, giant rifle gun. I posted some pictures on Facebook. But it's 3D animation, and I'm pretty much the only live character throughout the movie because all the other live characters get killed in the beginning. So it ends up just being me and these 3D animation characters. So I have to do a lot of acting through green screen, which I've never done before, but I'm so excited because it's going to be really challenging.
Wow, that sounds super awesome.
That's going to be off the charts.
I can imagine. Like, I'm like superhero raindrop girl. Like, that's going to be great. And I know that I'm telling you, they're going to make a doll after her. I'm telling you. Watch.
No, exactly. You're
wait
so
and
right.
See.
And it's going to have all these outfits that I designed because I also design clothing. I design a lot of the clothes that I wear and perform in. And, you know, soon I will make them available for the fans, you know, if they want to purchase, you know, one of my outfits or have
them collected.
Everything is one in a million. You will not find one thing that's made for one person that she recreates. Everything is for an individual person.
Yeah, pretty much he's saying I don't make two of the same thing. Everything is different that I make.
So in other words, it won't. If you had a clothing line, everything would be individualized. Like you may have one that might have ruffles, something with lace, something with frillies, you know, or something will be different with it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, if something's mass produced to the trillions, that might be the same, but the stuff that I make myself, everything will be different. Like if you get a hat made by me, no one else will have it. If you get shoes made by me, no one else is going to have those pair of shoes. So.
I know that's right. That's what's up. Four Aces is holding it down. My, shout out to you, sister girl. I love you, mama. You are doing your thing. Mother Knows, hey, baby. Mother Knows. You got to tune into the Mother Knows show. And I know I'm going to get choked out because I have not been as faithful as I should with Mother Knows. But let me tell you, Mother is another outstanding interviewer on Blog Talk Radio. So if you ever get the chance to listen to the Mother Knows show, please do. Archive its episodes. I'm talking about Hot Scandal, informative, funny, hilarious, music-filled interviews to the core. Mother Knows, I love you. And Mother Knows is from Philly.
Are you serious? Okay.
Yes. Mother Knows is out in Philadelphia. So shout out to you. Georgie Sexy Cool says, I can't wait for the movie and Raindrop outfits be the bomb. Neo Knowledge 7 says, you mad cute. Make sure they're all made for tall people like me. Laugh out loud. Also, Todd says, talk about your house with the studio and how it helps your creative process.
Thanks, Todd. I had that on my list, and I didn't get to it yet, but thank you. So I can tell you that now. When Lisa was living in Atlanta, she built a studio house for, you know, the artists that she had. So what we did was we moved that studio over to the house my brother's living in.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved it to a separate location, and so now we record a lot of stuff out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that also, you know, brings in a lot of creativity, especially when I'm there recording. It's like I just feel her energy, you know, all over the place.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's something. Whew. I'm telling you, I get chills very easy, and especially when things are so authentic and just so love-filled. So you have a fan on the line. She wants to speak to you so bad. It's Anika, the I Legacy Smith. She's really, really nervous, but she says she just loves you so much.
That's the 14-year-old. Hi, Anika. Is she on there now?
Hold on. Anika, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, Anika. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I saw all of your drawings that you did for me and my sister, and I love them. And keep up the work because you are very creative and artistic.
Thank you so much.
Aww.
You're welcome. Thank you for being a fan.
Do you have any questions for her, Anika?
Are you coming to Baltimore or Maryland anytime soon?
You know what? I don't come there that often, but I do have a lot of kind of extended family there because I used to live in Baltimore and I used to work with Habitat for Humanity there. And I still have a few families in the area that I'm really close with. So, you know, once in a blue moon, I will pass through Baltimore. So maybe, you know, I can let you know. We can have lunch or something the next time I do.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Raindrop.
Oh, you're welcome. Just keep, you know, keep in contact on Facebook.
Okay.
Thank you, Anika.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Fan rager. That's a
why I remember now, Cleva, I know I'm bringing us back to like showing your age, not mine. I'm stuck at 19. But anyway, do you remember how it was when you met your favorite artist? I remember what it was like, and y'all better not laugh at me, when I met Malcolm Jamal Warner. Cleva, were you with us when we went there to the Sony Studios?
No, I wasn't there when y'all went to the studio. I had to tape something. Remember, I was videotaping everything, so I was in the studio, so I couldn't do nothing. I'm not even gonna go there because remember when we was in August Martin, a lot of stars came up to the school. LL used to hang outside.
Oh yeah, he'd always be at my house. Then I was dating Kwame, and that made it even worse. So yeah, anyway, but
we're not even gonna go there with all of that now.
No,
that shows our age, and I'm proud of my age, but it is what it is.
Well, let me tell you, Raindrop. When I met Malcolm Jamal Warner, I did not wash my hand, and I will go in my father's room right now and let you ask him. He shook my hand, and I refused to wash that hand for days. I didn't care.
Are you
fungus.
Serious?
I didn't care what
no
got on my hand.
Way.
Yes, way. No. I refused to wash my hand.
I wouldn't let nobody touch a hand either.
Nope, nobody.
Wow.
Touch
fight,
it.
Well, I don't think people wanted to touch.
One day.
Wow,
a fight.
That's crazy.
Yes, I refused to watch me. I fell in love with him so much. And on top of that, recently I had an encounter. I mean, now I was a season ticket holder for the Nets, so I met like virtually almost every basketball player you could think of. But when I met Grant Hill, girl, they had to hold me up. I almost passed out and fainted. He had to catch me. He was like, "You okay?"
Are
I'm
you
like,
serious?
"Listen, it was really serious. It was something serious."
Oh my
okay?
God.
It was
wow.
crazy. Yeah. So I know how Anika feels right now. Shout out to Z Starman. Thank you so much for joining us. Z Starman is a numerologist and astrologist to the stars, and birthdays are his thing. So if you ever need a reading, go to Z Starman.
Okay.
He's actually on Facebook under Zaki Starman. He's on my friends list.
Oh, okay, cool.
Definitely.
Yes.
So, so we have a few more questions before we come up to the last song that you have for us, and it's such a treat.
Okay, before then, I also want to, a lot of the fans were asking me, and I know one fan in particular was asking me, are we going to do a movie, you know, like a life biography movie on Lisa?
Yeah.
And yes, we are. And they asked me, do I know who will play Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I do know that.
And
I will play Lisa.
Woo!
Yes,
look,
it's been years coming, but I've actually decided that that's the way that, you know, the movie will benefit the most if I play Lisa. So.
Yeah, because you're more up close and personal. It'll be realistic. Not saying that somebody that is highly experienced could not, but I think you would be able to capture it the best
exactly.
than anybody. Yeah.
Yes,
so.
I believe so. So.
Oh, wow.
Another fan wanted to hear that.
Yes.
So I'm actually working now with a writer on the script.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully soon.
Stay tuned.
Well, I don't like to say hopefully. I like to say it will happen. And
oh, yeah, it definitely will happen.
Yeah.
Definitely will happen.
Well, I had a few more questions. And Todd says that is breaking news. And Anika says, yay, she's playing the late, great Lisa. Michelle Young says, yay, I'm glad. Oh, my God, that's awesome. I am also the producer and director of your I'm about to get choked out again. I'm also a panel member of Sister Talk. I'm on a TV show called Sister Talk, and Z Starman is also the producer and director of Sister Talk. So,
I've seen that show, and I just started watching it, and it's awesome.
Thank you. So, you know, maybe we could try to get you on Sister Talk one weekend. Wink, wink, Starman. You know, maybe we can coordinate something with your manager and get you on there and let people know what you're doing.
We'll see what we can do.
All right.
Definitely work on things and see what we can do.
Cool.
It's all about timing and scheduling.
Absolutely. My Mai says, I agree, and she would be the best and obvious choice. Jay Dizzle says, oh, when is it coming out? I will definitely go and see that movie, as do I.
Oh, thank you, Jay Dizzle.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the fans are holding it down. And if you're just tuning in, not only are you late, but thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Oh,
you're
man.
Funny.
Thank you. But, no, we really appreciate you tuning in. And you are listening to you're listening to the Miss Optimism Speaks show. We usually air on Fridays. So this is a special edition. We wanted to really make sure that we hit what was needed to be hit, and that's on Lisa's birthday. So that's the reason why we're airing today. And we will rebroadcast tomorrow in the event that you missed this episode altogether.
Oh, cool.
Hey, that's Lisa Lesta Lopez.
Yes, absolutely. It's her birthday. She's actually 39. We're not going to say she would have been. She is 39 today.
39.
As you can see, everybody is still carrying her and holding her on. So, shout out to you, Lisa. What is the best thing
Go ahead, Sean.
What do you love most about giving back to the youth?
To me, it just makes me feel so much better because I know when I was coming up, you know, we were in a very abusive, you know, family home situation. And, you know, I can just imagine if I had that one person out there, like outside of my family that I can go to and, you know, just to talk to and it would inspire me. I know how much of a difference that would have made. So, you know, I want to be that.
Okay. I like that answer because, you know, a lot of people will candy coat it. Oh, I like to talk to the youth because it's just so cool. And the stat quo answers. And, you know, you are really touching on some serious stuff. So thank you for your honesty with that. You know, that's beyond outstanding. What are some of the goals in your life?
Wow. Some of the goals in my life, I would say, one of my main things is to have a voice, you know, to have a voice mainly to, you know, the youth coming up out there because there's not a lot of positive role models out there in entertainment. I mean, there are some, but there are more that aren't, you know, than are. So, you know, I just want to make that one of my life goals is to kind of bring a new, you know, something new, you know, that's positive. You know, everyone thinks that, you know, negative, you know, sells more, you know, sex sells more. You know, it's true in a way, but it doesn't have to be like that. So,
right.
You know, I want to kind of be that influence to, you know, show kids that you can do your own thing. You don't have to always follow the crowd. You don't have to follow the crowd. So
I hear you. And, you know, it's so amazing you said that because you're right, sex sells. And unfortunately, there are so many people that have outstanding voices or, you know, renowned talent. And because their nipples aren't showing on the TV screen or their butt cheeks aren't jiggling all over the place, they can't get a break. So for you to go against that stat quo and be yourself and still have the love that you get, that you have and you will continue to have, that shows that you are awesome. That I mean, it just shows that you are a force to be reckoned with.
A shining light in a dark room.
That's right. That's exactly how it is.
Aw.
That's exactly how it is. And Four Aces, thank you so much. Yes, I just want to reiterate, and this is not about me, but I don't want to get choked out. I want to make sure that everybody knows that not only can you listen to this episode again tonight, but the rebroadcast will go on tomorrow, and you can archive it. And the part that I'm proud about with doing this type of radio is people can listen collectively all over the world. As I said, we have people in Korea, France, Canada, California, North Carolina, all over the place that are listening, and we're all in one place in unison having a great time. So I love this type of radio. Will I ever change it? No. And being able to interview people like yourself, it also is a privilege and an honor because I love bringing quality shows to the Internet so that people can see that radio doesn't have to be exploitive and manipulative as well.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so, wow. And I don't know what Kay just wrote, But it was something in French. I'm going to have to translate it because it's not Haitian French, so I don't know what they're saying. But it sounded like they're saying hello to Isabel. Isabel is here. So thank you for tuning in, Isabel.
Thank you, Isabel.
Somebody said something about Lisa take a shot at Henny with Tupac.
What happened?
Somebody said take a shot at Henny with Tupac. Tell Lisa.
Okay.
Oh, on the
That's
news?
That's a good one. Oh, no,
I also have to give a lot of love. I'm not sure if they're listening to this. I think they're throwing a party in Atlanta, my mom and my brother, Ron. I just have to give shot and a lot of love to them because, you know, they are the backbone and, you know, they hold up the family together. So,
wow. I mean, what do you do when you get down? Because I can only imagine what it's like losing a sibling. What do you do to stay strong?
Wow. You know, it really depends. Like, on different days, it's different. Some days, like I said, I'll read something a fan said. You know, fans, they write me long letters. They may not think I read them, you know, because I don't have a chance to respond to everyone. But, you know, sometimes I'll go back to a letter a fan wrote. And it's so interesting because a lot of the letters, you know, the fans write, it's so much about, like, what I may be going through. And I'm like, how do they even know? You know,
right.
Very inspiring, the things they write. And I'm like, what? I mean, I get letters from shamans and people that say, you know, I just started listening to your sister, but I just want to tell you that, you know, I see what you're doing and you have a light and all this stuff. And I'm like, how do they know this stuff? So, you know, God is out there.
Yes, yes. And I always say his eyes on the sparrow, so you know that he's looking at me too. So, and
exactly.
That goes to you. If there was something about society that you can change right now, what would it be?
Wow, probably I would just say how people are more concerned with themselves, you know, instead of other people. I think that's what I would probably change, for people to be more concerned about other people.
I like that. I like that. And it's amazing you said that, because when I was at church yesterday, shout out to Watt Coat United Methodist Church out in Dover, Delaware, when I was in church last week, you know, the Bible study director, she said exactly that. She said if everybody played their part and loved each other the same way they loved themselves, we would have no problems.
Yes, exactly.
We would have no problems. And if I woke up and I said, I'm not going to hurt myself today, I'm going to be kind to myself today, and then I go out and treat everybody in my path the same way, we all be, you know, really cool. So
exactly.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Isabel said in France it's 4:30 in the morning. You have people saying
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's like my hours. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is a devoted, loving
That's
fan.
Amazing. You don't understand. These fans are so passionate.
4:30 in the morning.
Wow. Rain.
Thank you.
Wow.
Anika says, she asked anybody if they heard your song Explode.
She's asking me or the other fans?
No, she's asking the other fans. Has anyone heard Rain's song Explode? It's awesome. And Kay says, yes, it is. So what is that song about?
Wow, you know what? That song is pretty much about how I was telling you earlier about the music being my outlet.
Right.
This is after everything happened. I was actually on an airplane, and, like, I just couldn't find a way to let my feelings out. So I literally wrote, sometimes I feel I'm about to explode if I don't release this load. Deep inside and buried within, I try but never know where to begin. You say be strong, but what does that mean? You say that tears are signs of the weak. So hear my cry, don't deny my fears. If mine run dry, can I have your tears? I actually wrote that on the airplane just to get it out. And that song, like, if you're there when I perform it live, it's crazy because I literally, like, explode.
Whoa.
Sometimes I even cry when I do that song. Like, that's how
emotional it is.
Ball of energy, a straight ball of energy.
I can see, I mean, when she was just saying the lyrics just now, I'm like picturing you jumping up and down with
yes.
the tutu and the booth, and it's like, you know, with
exactly.
Yes, I'm feeling
exactly.
it. Oh my gosh. And you, and again, it's amazing that people are listening to this and they're asking about it. You know, they're talking about it. So your music is really, really filtering through, and you're reaching people and inspiring the youth. That's what's up.
That's what's up. You're right. That is what's up.
I mean, like, you know, us, like, you know, some of us, like, around Cleavon's age, you know, he's like, some of
hold up.
The dinosaur age.
What's wrong with my age?
We
I
love
admit
you.
It. Admit it, I'm 39 now. I'm about to be 40 years old.
Whoa, I didn't know you was a little bit older than me.
I'll be 40 years old September 16th, and I'm proud of my age because there's a lot of soldiers, a lot of friends, and a lot of people that I know did not make it to this age. So
well,
I'm
I didn't know
sorry,
you was a little
proud.
Bit older than me. Wow.
I'm glad you did.
Wow. Well, Georgie Sexy Cool wants to know, are there any sayings that Lisa used to say?
Saying?
Yeah, any sayings that she used to always say?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Wow, I would have to think about that, but I'm sure there are. Tell her I'll think about it, and I'll post them on Facebook.
Okay, and now I know how, I'm not asking this question. This is from a fan, because as a woman, I know we do not ask each other's age, but Anika wants to know about how old are you?
I'm ageless.
I love that answer. Woo! I love it. I love it.
And that's the answer women are going to echo around the world for the next couple of days.
I know I am. How old are you, ageless?
But it's yeah, true. Like I feel like a kid. So, I mean,
listen,
I love doing things a kid does. When I have parties, I have board games and card games and stuff like that. I don't go to a club to have a party.
I know
so
that's right.
That's just me.
Listen, everybody that's listening, do me one favor. Pass that around, ageless, for the women. And if you don't know where you got it from, now you know where you got it from and pass it on. Tell everybody where you got it from and who you first heard it say it.
That's
please.
Right. Keep her name going. Keep her going. Someone says somewhere over 18 but younger than 25. My mind says I'm ageless too. Left Eye Fan says I'm ageless too. And look, Anika says, you know what? I guess I'm ageless too. I know that's right. All ladies tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That new trend.
And the thing is, it's more than just saying it. It's believing it.
I know
okay?
That's right.
You have to believe it.
Wow. We have a caller from the 336. The last number is 2989, excuse me. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, peace and all that other good stuff. What's up, Planet Earth? This is the Saint from 4-8 Presents.
Oh, 4-8 stand up. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just
now,
wanted
I'm
to,
sorry. What did you say your name was again? The Saint?
The Saint, okay.
Okay.
I just basically wanted to say that it's good to know that there's someone continuing the, you know, the legacy, you know, and I got a chance to hear your song earlier, and it's, you know, it's very powerful, and I'm just going to have to wait on that iTunes and snatch it up.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, not a problem.
Thank you so much.
And I just wanted to, say, hey, Miss Optimism, you know, you representing Wild Deuce?
Aloha.
4-8, that's what's up.
Thank you. If you're asking what the 4-8 are, it is a collective group of inspired radio personalities and CEOs. We all have our own companies, and we have a show,
okay.
And we love music. And I am
okay.
the Wild Deuce of the group.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know when you kept mentioning it. I wasn't sure what that was. Okay, well, cool.
I'm the Wild Deuce, and they say I'm the Wild Deuce because I blend on everybody's show. Whenever I'm needed, I hold people down on their shows, or I'll call, I'll do whatever
that's
needed.
That's a lie. That's not why they call you that.
Don't tell yourself, what? Levon. This is a family show.
I've known you long enough to know that. That's a lie.
I believe her.
Thank you, because if he knows
me
long enough, he knows that I was also a quote-unquote tease because nobody could get none from me. So there.
Well, listen. You
that's are, good, though.
Yeah, I'd rather be a tease than a sleaze.
You and your cousin were my little sisters, and nobody knew the message child in the first place.
Yeah, they knew that. They don't even ask her for a kiss.
You was under the umbrella anyway.
Yep.
You was under my umbrella anyway, so you know nobody had the guts to bother y'all. So
yep.
Don't even worry about that. I know that. You still was a little wild child. Still.
You're trying to put her on blast. Oh, don't
even
do that.
She's going to call me old. I'm going to let it be known.
Well, Stay, tell us why I'm the wild dude.
It's a good thing that she was that way, because look at her now.
I know that's right.
For a reason.
Now, Saint, tell us why I'm the wild deuce.
She's the wild deuce because she blends, she's the chameleon of the four aces, and I know on several occasions she has helped me out on my show, and it was like when she touched the switchboard, she just blended in and everything just worked out just fine. So when we couldn't call her a queen, because we already know she's a diva, so we just went on ahead and just called her the wild deuce.
Ow.
So she can blend
I like
in
that.
Anywhere.
I like that, because that's right under the jokers and spades.
That's right. And let it be known, diva stands for, dedicated, intelligent, virtuous, accomplished sister. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's like
excuse me, can you say that again, please? I didn't get that properly. Can you say that again, please?
I am a dedicated, dynamic, intelligent, virtuous. Hold on, we're getting a text message. Wait. A dynamic, intelligent, virtuous, accomplished sister.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
No. I got like 15 text messages with like 9 million questions. I have to write them down. And again, shout out to you, Starman, for putting me as a permanent star panel member of Sister Talk. We are going to have another live show July 10th. Please make sure you support us. And there's going to be a rebroadcast of the first show, June 26th, of the first Sister Talk that aired. And, again, this would not have been made possible without Z Starman and Dietra Kelsey. So thank you so much for keeping me as a star panelist. That means you'll be seeing my face every other week on television with Sister Talk. So thank you. Wow. So shout out to Shark Tank Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I said a mouthful.
Yeah.
This optimist. I just need 2 seconds to say two things, and I'm going to shut back up. One,
yay.
Just want to say August Martin, big up to August Martin class in 1990.
Yeah.
Our reunion is July 16th, 17th, and 18th. If you haven't paid, get it up, get it in. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's that birdie. Okay.
The Fat Verdi's in Long Island. And the next thing is I just want to put up another date, August 21st. I just want to let y'all know that I'm the head of the August Martin Alumni Association and that I made sure that August 21st is the day we're having a barbecue, alumni barbecue in the Springfield Park, down Springfield Boulevard and down Guyard Brewer on 147th. And to let you know that we have people from the class of 1976 to class of 2010 that will be attending. So please, attend. It's from 12 to 7 a.m., 12 noon to 7 p.m. Please come August 21st. Thank you. That's it.
You're welcome. Thank you. So, Saint, do you have any questions, comments, or anything for Ms. Raindrop Lopez? Again, before you do that, if you're just tuning in tonight, we have the beautiful, dynamic Raindrop Lopez, and we are holding down the legacy of her sister, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And what we love about her is she has her own style, her own views, at the same time carrying on the legacy that her beloved sister had for everybody. So if you're just tuning in, I hope you catch the archives so you can hear all the wonderful things that Raindrop had to say. So, Saint, do you have any questions or suggestions or anything? Not suggestions. Any questions or comments for Raindrop?
Well, this is the only thing. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And as you know, when your music comes out, just come back and holler at us in a year when you're right on time. We can get another interview, because I appreciate you even coming by my show on Sunday.
Yes,
and
definitely.
That was a blessing.
Thank you. My love, I'm going to put you on hold. I know you're going to stay for the rest of it. So I'm not even going to tell you that part.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
All righty.
All right. So news from the chat room. Someone, Left Eye Smiley Face, wrote, Mel and Nancy wrote, on another show, you said how Lisa gave you a penny for doing the dishes. Any other funny stories you want to share with the fans? A penny?
Okay, I'll share that one again, since all the fans probably didn't hear it. Okay, when we were kids, Lisa used to watch me and my brother when my mom went to work.
Right.
So on one particular day, she said to me that she would give me some money for doing the dishes for her. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I want money. So I do the dishes, and she doesn't give me any money. And so my mom comes home, and I'm like, you know, tattletale to my mom. Mom, Lisa says she's giving me money. She doesn't give me any money. So my mom's like, Lisa, if you told your sister you were going to give her money, you have to give her money. Like, that's
right.
Your word. So she pulls out a penny. A penny from her pocket, and she gives it to me. And then my mom just looks at us like, oh, well.
It's money, right?
Exactly. It's money, yeah. Another funny story. And all these take place in Florida, because at that particular time, my mom had taken us away from my dad. You know, that was an abusive situation. So it was just us and my mom. It was, you know, very free, you know, no drama, no abuse. So my mom was at work, and when me, Lisa, and Ronald would be home by ourselves, we would just do crazy stuff. One night we were eating chicken legs and corn.
Mm-hmm.
So we would basically use the chicken legs as bats and the corn as balls. So we were literally playing baseball all over the kitchen, living room, corn all over the wall. Yes, and it was cleaned up before my mom came home. She didn't But yeah, it was just fun, just, you know.
Listen, please do not do that for the kids that are listening. This is not to do at home.
They can do it. They just have to clean it up. That's
like,
the
you know,
thing. Clean it up.
You know, those disclosures are like, this is only a stunt. Please don't try this at home.
Exactly.
You know what? Booby traps. Lisa would always come up with some booby traps to set up around the house, so when someone walks through the door or something falls on them, or just crazy creative stuff, even, you know, since she was a little child. So it was just fun, you know, having her watch us. We loved it. Like, yeah, Mom, all right, bye, go to work.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I could relate to the booby trap. I could truly relate to that. I've had water spilled on people. I've had flour and powder spilled on people. My little brothers. Shout out to my younger brothers. They're not little anymore. They're both like skyscrapers compared to my little 5'2 self. But shout out to Ronnie and Omar. I love you guys for holding me down. You know, my pops, Ronald James, thank you so much for being such an awesome dad. And, you know, it's just awesome. So, yeah, I remember the booby traps, and I remember the punishment that came behind it. Michelle Young wants to know, what happened to Lisa's group, Egypt?
Lisa's group, Egypt, is actually still out there with two of the original members, and they actually put together a mixed album that they're about to have a release party in June in Philadelphia, but I don't think they go by the name Egypt anymore, but they're still out there, two of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. And Left Eye Smiley Face says, Clear Blue and Unconditional Skies have dried the tears from my eyes. No more lonely cries. Song Waterfalls, Left Eye's part. I put that for my 10th grade school project. I love that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Question for Raindrop from K.O. Kick Your Game, was that the only participation you had with TLC?
Yes, and for any fans that don't know, I did perform on the 1996 Soul Train Music Awards with TLC, and I performed Kick Your Game. And it's the part where Lisa's rapping to herself. I played herself when we were rapping back and forth.
Okay. Alrighty.
And that was before, long before I, you know, thought about doing music. And I was actually shocked when she asked me to do it because I'm thinking, Lisa, you're not scared that I'm going to mess up the show in front of millions of people? I was like, I thought I was going to mess it up. I just couldn't believe that she would ask me, you know, I don't even listen to, you know, rap or hip-hop. I don't rap. And I just couldn't believe that she had that much faith and trust in me not to mess up their show. But I guess she knew.
Yeah, she felt it already.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And Carmisha says, yay, I made it too. I made it too. My computer. Okay, so I'm saying I guess she made it to the show. She wrote, happy, happy birthday to you, Left Eye, love you lots. Jay Dizzle says, I love that name, Jay Dizzle. Jay Dizzle says, laughs out loud, these are some of the most interesting stories. Lisa was such a down-to-earth person. I wish I could have met her in person. Georgie Sexy Cool said, I love that performance. Kick Your Game with Lisa and Raindrop was great. Left Eye Fan says, wow, I wish I could have met her too. And Platinum Queen, which is the Platinum Diva, says, Raindrop is hilarious. Also, too funny like her sister. Great sense of humor.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. So if you had, if someone put, let's see, about $500,000 in your hand right now, what would you fix and why?
$500,000 in my hand, what would I fix and why?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in general?
Yeah, anything. It could be fix someone's hair. It could be anything.
Fix someone's hair.
Wow. What would I fix? Mm-hmm. I know what I would do with the money, but I'm thinking, what would I fix? I mean, I personally would take the money and go on tour, but that I don't know if that would be considered fixing anything.
There's no wrong answers.
Okay, but I would just take the money and tour.
Okay.
No, I can't fix the orphanage in Honduras because actually Honduras was going through a kind of a internal war, and the orphanage we had built down there with the kids in it, it got shot up. You know, none of the kids got hurt, but the government made us take the kids out of the orphanage. So
unbelievable.
I would not. I wouldn't fix that up. Cause
it's like every time you try to do something to help, you know. But,
yeah, exactly.
But you know what? God will lead you to the direction where you can do something exactly like that, and it will be exactly where it's needed.
Exactly, yeah.
That's how it's going to be. And a lot of people are just saying, like, just giving you love, smiley faces. You know, I wish I could meet you. Oh, I wish I could have met her as well. I was 8 when she passed. I think it would be awesome to talk to Raindrop. I think it is awesome to be able to talk to Raindrop, though. It makes you feel so close to Lisa. She's such a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. So we're going to start wrapping up the show because I know you are busy. I could keep you on the phone forever. I just love speaking to you. Your energy is just great. Wow. Who would you say is your biggest support?
Besides my mom and my brother, I have to say the fans. I mean, and it's not just me saying it. Like, it really is. They keep me going. They are why. Like, I thought of giving up several times, and then a fan will say something, and I'm like, okay, I need to do this. So, the fans.
Wow. Okay. And who are some of the people that you look up to?
Some of the people I look up to, besides my sister, would be Missy Elliott. I really like Missy because she does her own thing. You know what I mean? And she's very creative, and Alanis Morissette. I love Alanis Morissette. She's
Jagged Pill was my favorite.
That was actually my first album that I ever owned was Jagged Little Pill. So, I mean, that was, like, huge for me. And whenever I would get depressed, I would listen to her song. You know, so that's why I understand when fans say to me, yeah, you know, I was down and I put your song on. And that just makes me feel so good, like, wow, like I'm influencing people, you know, the way a lot of the the artist influenced me. So what goes around, you know, definitely comes back around.
That's true. That is so true. And what are some of your greatest inspirations? I know you said, I know you mentioned earlier your fans and your family, but is the essence of music, is the essence of your sister, is the essence of the fans, like your greatest inspiration, or do you have something else to lean to in the event that for whatever reason you just need that extra oomph?
Damn.
Be quiet, Cleveland. Wow.
I just look at the Laker game. That's what I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I would say, besides all that, that's taking out a lot. I mean, the only thing left for me that influential is my faith, and I mean, that pretty much wraps it up.
And that's definitely a huge inspiration. And
yeah,
here's another question, and I know you're going to be like, OMG. What was your favorite cartoon when you were growing up?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You're right. I just said, oh, my gosh. Okay, I would have to say my favorite cartoon was, probably Rainbow Bright. But my favorite show growing up was Punky Brewster. Like,
wow.
Punky Brewster was like, I mean, do you not see the correlation? Like, I love Punky Brewster so much. Yes, like, I love that show so much.
Oh, my gosh. I remember. Where is she?
I had a cartoon.
Delay Moonfry. She's on Twitter, and I'm actually her friend on Twitter. I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like a fan. Oh, my gosh. Punky
Brewster. The last thing I've seen her is a show, a TV show, The Witch Show.
Wow.
I don't know. But, yeah, she inspired me so much. Like, she wouldn't even believe just as a character how much she inspired me, because I felt like I wasn't alone when I would dress the way, you know, I would dress, not matching and just putting on anything. I related to her. So.
That's
wow.
A strong person that can walk through the world and not have everything that everybody else has on and
exactly.
Be proud of it.
Exactly, and
yeah.
It should be, because, you know, how many times have we walked around and it was like, didn't we just see that outfit 3 blocks ago, or didn't she have that? You know, like, what? I just saw that outfit. How many times have you seen the music awards and a celebrity has the same exact
yes.
Versace, Michael, outfit on?
You know what?
On?
That's so funny. You know, it's so funny you said that, because you know, I don't down anyone. You can do what you want. But when I show up on a red carpet and they're like, who are you wearing? Whatever name is with it, it's going to be Raindrop Lopez Ann, or just Raindrop Lopez. Like, I designed it. So,
wow.
That's
yeah.
What I'm waiting for.
I know that's right. And peace to Nubian. Thank you for joining us. Mel and Nancy said they love Alanis also. Thank you, Jay Dizzle. He said this is a nice show, and thank you for this. And tell Raindrop to stay in touch on Facebook.
Thank you. I'm actually reading his post right now.
He's so sweet. Todd Jones wants to know, any tips on your favorite foods?
Oh, well, okay, I'm in the middle of vegan vegetarian, because I do eat fish, but I don't do dairy. So I'm kind of in the middle category. So I make a lot of recipes. I just make them up, and I love salmon dishes with like a tomato sauce with quinoa, and
nice.
Some of the fans might know what quinoa is, because I've posted a lot of pictures of my recipes. Quinoa, it's a grain. It's kind of like rice, but it's just so much better for you, and you can substitute it. So I use that in most of my dishes.
Oh, and you know, if you ever want to, when you next time you're in New York, in Queens specifically, if you want to have a really, really good vegetarian or vegan meal, go to Veggie
mm-hmm.
Castle. I usually do not promote and advertise for people who don't sponsor my show, but damn if they don't make some daggone good chicken sticks. You would swear
okay.
With your chicken.
I will. Okay, I will. Veggie Castle. Okay.
Veggie Castle.
The last time I was there, I went to Red Bamboo, which is good, but I'm going to try Veggie Castle this time.
What's the location on that place?
Veggie Castle, I think it's like a 104th and Liberty, like right off the Van Wyck going towards Liberty as if you was going towards Leffers Avenue, I mean Leffers Boulevard.
All right, I know where that's at.
Oh,
you know
my
I think one of my friends in New York was trying to take me to that place while I was there last time, and we didn't get a chance, but I'm pretty sure it was that place.
Girl, you got to go there. Make you want snack.
Oh, man. Okay, let me ask you one question.
Yes.
Do they have a vegan cheesecake?
I think they I know they have vegan carrot cake. I don't notice if they have cheesecake, but they should.
Okay.
They should.
That's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if they have vegan cheesecake, it's going to be a wrap.
Oh, you got the melon.
Definitely be in there.
So I get stock in there. Like,
what's that ice cream we went to? That ice cream place?
Which one?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, next question.
Yes, listen. Georgie Sexy Cool wants to know, how tall are you? Are you small like Lisa was?
Lisa was actually an inch taller than me. I am 5 feet and a smidge. Lisa's
a smidge?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say a smidge because the last time I did it, it was a tiny bit over, but it wasn't a half. So I just say 5 and a smidge. Lisa was 5'1".
Oh, my gosh. You know, Lisa, when she was on the video, she looked so much taller.
Yeah, that's what people say on TV. Oh, you look taller.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to know that you're under 5'2 and under crew like me. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We're going to make a shirt, 5'2 and under what?
Right?
Oh, man. And Left Eye said, thank you for the show. And I just sent a friend request on Facebook, Raindrop. I'm Imani on there.
Imani.
Imani.
Okay, Imani Taylor. Okay, cool. I see it.
Okay. And Anika said, laugh out loud, I'm taller than Raindrop. I'm 5'6". Show off. You know, people who are tall, you know. Daggone it.
No way. I like being vertically challenged.
I love it. That was like the line. Anyone that was 5'3 and under at Orcas Martin, we were like, we are not short. We are just vertically challenged, and you were just too tall.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to play the last song, which is Never Will I Ever. And before you tell us about that, I'm opening the line. Does anybody else want to call and either give a shout-out, want to say hello to Raindrop, or anything? Because after we play Never Will I Ever, I would like to sing Happy Birthday to Lisa, if that's okay with you.
Uh-oh. Cool.
All right, then. So, Left Eye Fan 4 says, Laura says, hi, Raindrop.
Hey, Laura Butler, I think so.
Uh-huh, I'm not sure. She just said Laura, so I'm assuming that she thinks you know. And everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Hey, Laura.
All right. And Anika says she loves that song. So tell us about this song. Give us a lead in before we play it.
Okay. Never Will I Ever is a song that Lisa did for her solo album. It didn't make it to a solo album. So when we put out this last album, I told everyone from the jump, this song I want to basically rock out to include me and Lisa. This will be our song on the album. So that's pretty much what I did. I rocked it out.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear it here, Never Will I Ever, on the Miss Optimism Speaks show. Again, we air every Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is a special edition with Raindrop Lopez.
Up there. I rock this track out just for us. Raindrops in my left eye.
Deep in the thought, spiritual sight, which way would benefit me on the mic? Stress all around, blocking my path. Have to stay loose or regain my own balance. Stay confident, straight as an arrow. Walking the path that proclaims to be narrow. Through my adventures, I see many stakes. I see many comes, I see many ways. Just the right time to catch me off guard. Approaching me safe, don't think for a minute that Lisa don't know what the hell's going on. When you think that you got it, you're wrong. Breaking the norm beneath the rust. Killing the way that y'all think about us. Freaking the beats, the illest techniques. I'm hitting the street with the boom. Even though I can see clear, the rain has no fear. Yeah, rain has no fear, no fear. To tear off the ground that was paid. The industry from the snap to crush the whole mentality and break up this monotony. Never will I you feel smart. Breaking the ice, darkness appears. Standing so close to my heels, no fears of chills. I just stand relaxed and feed off the way that the track remains. The ones in back, the talk behind the back. Instead, I lack the flow, I ran out of gas. No get up and go, but all of us heading, I'm full of petrol. Make up your mind, and while you do that, I will read my own words to cover ground. Lisa won't stop, no leap away.
Is hot. Dad, you did your thing, girl. Raindrop? Oh, no, we are not going to have no daggone Mercury retrograde on this mind. Raindrop, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. I'm about to go through this phone line.
Oh, did you hear what I was saying about the producers?
No.
Oh, okay, yes. The producers that helped me with that song is Andrew Lane out of California and Kool Ruckus out of Atlanta. I'd like to thank them for producing that song with me.
Oh, my gosh. You did justice, and it sounds so good and authentic. I love it.
Thank you. Could you tell, differentiate between me and Lisa's voice?
No,
some people
I had
can.
A little hard time.
It's okay.
You know, you both have that passion,
mm-hmm.
You know, and again, and Platinum says you better spit then Raindrop. I'm feeling this. And it's your hell yeah, who's playing
you,
that guitar?
Platinum.
Oh. And this is, again, this is someone who has a professional music ear because she was heavily, heavily into the music game, you know, A&R, publicity, distribution,
okay.
You know, everything, and she had to look out for talent, so she's like a connoisseur. And
I appreciate that.
Yes, and we know good music, and she's so hell yeah. Oh, man. Again, shout out to everybody that is listening. I appreciate it. It is too many people to name. I'll try. You know, we have 1,000,001 guests. I don't know how many guests there are, but all of you, thank you. Jay Dizzle, I love his name. Jay Dizzle Green, Joella, K Techno, Lisa with Love, Carmisha,
yay.
Mimi Cookies, Left Eye Smiley Face, Left Eye Fan 4, Melon Nancy, Michelle Young, Miss CeCe 92, Platinum Queens West, Charvette Radio. Oh boy, I can't even. Dean 131. Oh my gosh, it's a string of people. If I'm missing
Laura anybody, Butler, Imani Taylor. I'm just reading the people that just hit me up on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's just so many people. Oh man, Todd Jones, Isabel. It's just so many people. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm just
thank
excited.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited. So the fans want to know if you, were you up to singing Happy Birthday, and if so, we can, and if not, we can still celebrate the life and times of your sister, as well as salute you, Miss Raindrop, for being such an awesome, wonderful person.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Which happy birthday version? Let's not do the boring one.
No, happy birthday.
Yeah, I can't stand that one.
How about this?
I wish our group Easter was here. They know how to sing real good. Happy birthday.
Oh, man. Well, we could do the Stevie Wonder version, like the real upbeat.
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's
and
better.
If you don't mind, I'm going to do something crazy, okay? I'm opening up the lines right now. If you call in right now, 646-915-9408, we accept international calls, too. So if you're calling us from out the country, we have people in Korea. Thank you so much, Soyoung. Thank you so much to KO Techno and Isabel calling us from France. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. People calling us from Canada, thank you. China, thank you. Australia, thank you so much. A guest from Australia is on the show. Thank you so much.
Wow.
You can call 646-915-9408. We're going to sing Happy Birthday right now. If you call in within the next 2 minutes, you'll be able to sing the upbeat version. You know, the happy birthday.
Happy birthday version.
Yeah, the happy version of it, because we're celebrating life. Within the next 2 minutes, you have anything else you want to say, anything else you want to let people know, how to get in contact with you, what should we do, how should we do it, let us know, because I'm opening up the lines in the next 2 minutes for people to call in to sing happy birthday with us.
Okay, yes. Remember the foundation. If you want to learn more or donate, it's lisalopezfoundation.org, and my brother, he's the president, and he runs that. And if you would like to get in touch with me or just keep, you know, updated on what the family's doing or what I'm doing, you can hit me on facebook.com/organicrain. It's R-E-I-G-N. Twitter, Raindrop Lopez on Twitter. And that should be it.
All right. And I'm putting this on the, you know, so people can't say that they didn't know.
Okay.
That they couldn't get it. So, again, I'm inviting all 1 million people that are listening. We have so many people, I can't even count. I'm not even going to play myself. But just know it's an exorbitant amount of people. So far we have someone from the 206, the 412, the 314. We have a bunch of Skype numbers. Don't be scared. Push 1. You can sing happy birthday. All of us are not professional singers right now. call in. Oh, man. And Todd, I'm not putting you on the spot. We want you to call in also so you can sing happy birthday with us. This is a really important monumental moment. We are celebrating the life of Lisa while we are saluting Raindrop. Cleavon, do you have anything else you want to say before we go? I want to thank you again for letting Raindrop come on, because I know that she's extremely busy.
Well, what I will say is this. To all the fans and to anybody that's listening, please keep an eye out for Raindrop Lopez. Understand that she is a diamond in the rough, and you will be hearing a lot about her coming up soon. And if you don't hear nothing about her, please Twitter her. Go to Facebook and ask other people and put it out there. Let them know. Ask people about her and make sure that they look into her and they find out about her. And let them know that she's got some music that is off the chain, and nobody can duplicate what she has duplicated.
Absolutely. Even down to the outfits. I'm telling you, your outfits are off the hook. I love them.
Thanks.
No problem. And by the way, guys, if you missed the beginning of the episode, you can also tune in tomorrow for the rebroadcast at my normal time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, was at 8 p.m. Pacific. And if you missed this episode, you definitely can listen to it tomorrow. I will be in Dominican Republic holding it down for the Four Aces, and I definitely will get everyone out there up to that. I'm going to get them to listen to that show also so you can get people out in Dominican Republic to call in. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So when I go there, I have some fans there, too.
Exactly, because we're going to get you worldwide, girl, because you are outstanding. You already are worldwide. What am I talking about? So, all right, well, I gave everyone an opportunity to call in. Wow, phone lines are crazy. I'm going to pick the first 10, all right? So 206, your last numbers are 62. 412 is your area code. Your last numbers is 30. You're on the air now, so don't say anything crazy because we all will hear it, all 50 million people, and there's millions of listening, so please. 314, your last numbers are 68. 778, your last number is 60. 804, your last number is 59. 323, your last number is 39. And I put a couple of sites on. So what I'm going to do is say, ask you what your name is, where you're calling from, by area code.
By area code. Six,
your last number is 62. What's your name and where you from?
Imani from Seattle.
Imani from Seattle. Okay. 412, your last number is 30. What's your name and where you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. 314, your last number is 68. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Ebonique. I'm from St. Louis.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. 77.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys too.
Okay.
778, your last number is 60. What's your name and where you calling from? 778 area code.
Mel and Nancy.
Hi,
you.
How are you?
Hey, Canada!
Hey.
323, your last number is 39. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello?
This is the queen. It's Optimism.
Hey, Platinum Diva!
I've been trying to get in to say the raindrop. I want that for my show. You, that is hot. Yeah, man, raindrop, you cute. You got me over here bugging. I am like, I got to have that. I got to have that. I have to have that.
And you will.
It was hot.
So, you killing the lines, little sister. Everybody want to talk to you because I've been trying to get in for the longest.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my good. We're going to bring one more on. 804, your last number is 79. What is your name and where you calling from? Area code 804?
Jeremiah from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
All right, so what we're going to do now, on a count of three, Raindrop's going to do the count. On a count of three, we're going to sing the fun version of Happy Birthday to Lisa. Not that old Happy Birthday, not that one. We're going to celebrate her life, okay? So, Raindrop, you're going to count us down, girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Cuatro, tres, dos, uno.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Seth.
Happy birthday. Thank you so much, everybody. I felt that. Thank you, everybody. You don't know.
So fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
That is the first time I've ever heard anything like that in my entire life. I've ever heard it again.
Wow. Well,
that was the coolest ever.
Yes, it was. So I'm going to let people off one by one. But before I let you off, if you want to just say a quick two-second comment or anything to Raindrop, I'm going to do it by area code, okay? So 804 with the last number 79. Do you have any last comments you would like to give the Raindrop?
I like the show, and I was glad I was able to come on and further just stay in touch on Facebook. This is Jay Dizzle Green.
Jay Dizzle!
Thanks so bye.
Thank you, Jay. I'm putting you back on mute. Okay, 323, my Platinum Diva. Do you have any last things you want to say to Raindrop? Platinum.
Platinum.
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, no. All right, 778. Your last number is 60. Do you have anything else you want to say to Raindrop?
Hey, love you, Raindrop. Love you, Lisa. Love everybody. Love this show. This was great.
Thank you.
You too. If I'm ever in Canada, I will hit you up.
Yeah, you better.
I will.
Thank you so much for coming to us from Canada.
No problem. Love it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. 314, your last number, 68. Do you have any last comments you want to give to Raindrop?
Yes, I want to say I love you, girl. Oh my goodness, I just want to say you always email me back on Facebook. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank the divas. I love you. I'll be tuning in. I love you.
Thank you.
Oh
so
my
much.
Gosh. Who was that? Wait, who is this?
Evanique.
I can't really hear her that good. What did she say her name was?
Laura.
It's Evanique from St. Louis.
Evanique. Oh, Evanique. Okay. Oh, my gosh. You are off the chain. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my
gosh. You have your friends with you?
You.
Angelique, do you have your friends with you?
Do I have my friends with me? No. It's just me. I just came from church.
It's
and I'm coming in.
Thank you so much for giving me
Raindrop
love.
Like that.
Okay, happy birthday, Lisa.
All righty.
Bye bye.
Bye.
412, your last number 30. You have any last comments or anything for Raindrop?
Yes, Rob again. I just wanted to say I'm real proud of Raindrop for continuing Left Eye's legacy. And also, happy birthday, Lefta. I know you're watching over all of us. I know you love all of your fans equally, and thank you for making us all feel important.
And, thank you, Rob.
Also, one more thing. Lefta's mom, Miss Wanda, I wanted to say hi to her.
I will definitely tell her.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Bye-bye. I'll see you on Facebook.
206, your last number is 62. Any comments you want to give the Raindrop?
I just want to say thank you. And, tell your mom thank you for making it you and Lisa, because you guys, seriously, your music is, it's amazing. And I wish I could have seen Left Eye live. I cry about it all the time. I just cried about it last night. I wish I could have seen her live, but I was 8 when she passed.
Wow.
And
what was your name again?
Imani.
Imani. Okay, okay. I saw your post on Facebook. Oh, thank you, Imani.
Yeah, this is the past week I've been telling all my friends about TLC and West End. I was like, and our sister had music out, and she's a bum, and she got the best stuff, and all of them, both of them, and everything. All my friends, they didn't even know who you guys were, and I was like, you have a trip, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thanks, Imani. You're off the tape.
Thank you, Imani. We appreciate you.
Dedication.
Yeah, okay. This on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, I'm reading your post right now, actually.
Aww. All right. Thank you so much, Imani.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Platinum, are you back on?
Yes. I just want to tell our continued success to you. Peace and blessings to you. I just think you're so awesome, and I want that song. And can you tell me and others how to get it and where we can get it?
Yes, I can. Right. It will be available on Amazon and iTunes later this year. I will put an update on my Facebook and my Twitter when it gets closer to that time. Definitely.
Okay, thank you. I'll definitely be looking out for it.
Thank you, Platinum.
Thank you, Diva, so much. Love you, too.
You, too. All right.
Great show last night, too.
Yeah, she did her thing. Okay, so we are winding down. I just want to let you know that Isabel and KO Techno, Lisa with Love, they want to call in, but they said their English is so bad, and they're very nervous for calling in. So the fans are encouraging them before we close the show in the next 3 to 4 minutes.
Call in. I know a little bit of French.
Uh-oh.
Not enough to get by, but I know a little.
All right, Isabel and
Je m'appelle Raindrop Lopez.
Mm. I know comment allez-vous. I know ça passe. Na boule. Yes. And, of course, I know all the Haitian curses because I used to get my behind whipped for that. You can learn the curses, but you can't learn the language. Oh, man.
Call in.
Call in. Thank you, everybody. You know, again, this everyone's saying great show, but it would not have been a great show without you all listening and, of course, without our wonderful guest, Raindrop. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
The show was the boom.
Thank you, boom.
Great,
and you know,
great.
You are always welcome on. I don't care if you want to let us know you bought a new pair of socks. I don't care if you want to let us know about your love life. And, of course, any future projects. You are always, always, always welcome on the show. Just give me an email and you are on.
Okay, cool.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen.
Do appreciate.
Oh, it's no problem. Listen, anything for family. You are officially family. And on behalf of the Miss Optimism Speaks show, we know that as a manager and as an entertainer, it is so stressful at times. You just need time for yourself, and sometimes you just can't find it. Am I right?
Yes, you are definitely absolutely right.
Well,
correct.
On behalf of the Miss Optimism Speaks show, we are sending you and your manager to a 2-day, 3-night trip for you to of your choice. Yes, of your choice. Just figure out where you want to go. I will, behind the scenes, because I know you don't want everyone to know your information, behind the scenes, Cleavon or Raindrop, whoever, send me your information. It'll be a 2-day, 3-night to either Florida, Las Vegas, or I think the Caribbean. Yes. So that's for you to do.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Oh, my God.
That's my birthday present to you.
That was total shock. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Wow.
You are so very welcome.
I thought you were just, like, joking.
No, I'm very serious.
She doesn't
oh, my God.
Things.
Yes, that's,
hey,
that's my gift.
Hey, you don't have to tell me twice.
Thank you. So I'll give you the information behind the scenes, and while you're there, the only thing I ask for is to send us pictures. That's it.
Oh, okay. That's the best.
Not a problem.
All right.
Is it two tickets per person, or is it single ticket?
No, it's a ticket for you and a ticket for Raindrop, because as her manager, you have to make
sure
that she's safe wherever she goes.
Well, I know that. I always will be there. That's
all
never
right.
Nothing.
Thank you very much.
You're
very
welcome.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think KO's calling. You want to bring him on real quick?
Yes.
Good evening. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Kao Techno.
Hi,
yes,
K.O.
But just hello. Not no.
Oh.
Just no. Something else.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you, K.O. I'm so glad that you called in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Okay, au revoir.
Oh,
that was
sweet.
That's so great.
Now, that's a way to close a show. We had someone from Paris, France, 6 o'clock in the morning calling him.
That was probably like $10 a minute. Oh, my God.
That's love. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed it, archive the show. Tell your friends to archive your show. Tell your friends to archive the show. Tell your enemies to archive your show. This show. This has got to be one of the most monumental moments in the history of radio, because never has there ever been a more authentic, more heartfelt interview, at least that I know of, that was true and not scripted. And yes, I said it.
Aw. Thank you.
So very much. You two have a wonderful evening. Again, hit me up behind the scenes. You
last
know my information.
Words.
Huh?
Last words. Go ahead, Rings Up. Last words. Get it in.
Last words. I really appreciate all the fans, like, to the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. You are the force that, you know, keeps me driven. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, sis.
I'd like to say, please, everybody, continue. To bless Raindrop with your information and bless Raindrop with your love, and just look out for her and tell everybody about her. And happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah, definitely. And again, thank you for coming on the show, Cleavon. You're awesome. Raindrop, I love you. You're like family now. And again, your sister is smiling, I'm telling you. And you're just awesome. So I want to know that you, how do you feel right now?
Me? I'm so excited. I'm jumping on my trampoline in my room.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, enjoy your evening. You all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. Again, thank you all for coming in and listening to us. 4-H said this was sweet enough to give someone diabetes. I know that's right. So on that note, we're going to close. We're going to close with Never Will I Ever. We're going to play that one more time to close out the show. All right?
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Mwah.
Yo, sis. Yeah, I know you can hear me from up there. I rock this track out just for us. Deep in the thought, spiritual sight. Which way would benefit me on the mic? Stress all around, blocking my path. Have to stay loose or regain my own balance. Stay confident, straight as an arrow. Walking the path that proclaims to be narrow. Through my adventures, I see many stakes. I see many comes, I see many ways. Just the right time to catch me off guard. Approaching me safe, don't think for a minute. At least I don't know what the hell's going on. Just when you think that you got it, you wrong. Breaking the norm beneath the rut. Killing the way that y'all think about us. Freaking the beast, the illest technique. Has no fear, yeah. Rain has no fear, no fear to fear. The grind that was paid by common sense, the wreck is straight to blaze the path, to fill in the gap, to wake the industry from the snap, to crush the whole mentality and break up this monotony. Never would I ever want, never would I ever fail, never would I ever fail, never would I ever steal, never would I ever break, never would I ever deal, never would I ever feel, never would I ever kill. The way that my life is portrayed through the eyes of others. This is the real deal. Still, what would you feel? Nothing. Breaking the ice and darkness appears. Standing so close to my heels. No fears of chill. I just stand relaxed and feed off the way that the track remains. The ones in back that talk behind the back. Instead, I lack the flow. I ran out of gas. No get up and go. With all of us heading, I'm full of petrol. Make up your mind. And while you do that, I will read my own words to cover ground. Lisa won't stop. No leap away.
Thank you so much for tuning in this evening to the Ms. Optimism Speaks show. This show will be rebroadcast tomorrow, Friday the 28th. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a wonderful interview. What wonderful fans Raindrop has. We thank you so much, and we love you. And as always, I have because I give. I give because I have. Therefore, I will never do it out. Hear us next week as we interview some more people of experience nature. Thank you so very much. Raindrop, you held us down, sister girl. Love you.
You know I think